Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello, good afternoon. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. To begin, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, but shouldn't you ask me if I'm interested in taking the survey?
Okay, so that means you're not interested?
No, I'll take the survey.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
I'm very interested.
Thank you. And do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
Mixed.
Okay, and what would be that mix?
Caucasian and Hispanic.
Thank you. All right, you said Caucasian and Hispanic. Now, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
Not satisfied.
A little or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Thank you. Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
A little confidence.
Thank you. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would not vote for it.
So probably vote against or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, because the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support the property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
I'll go with the first one.
Thank you. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would not at all be influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Does that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little influence, or no influence at all?
None at all.
Okay. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
None at all.
Okay. Thank you. And learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
First of all, we don't have public schools here. We have charter schools. They're privately owned. So, no.
Okay. Learning that although the federal government invests millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
I don't know what you're asking me.
Does that strongly influence you? Someone influence?
Not at all. Not at all.
You. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. How much
not
influence?
At all.
Not at all. Got you. learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. How much influence?
None.
Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
None
at all. Gotcha. Let's move forward here. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, will you definitely vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote against.
Against, got you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
No.
A teacher at New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator in New Orleans Public School?
No.
Not affiliated with New Orleans Public School?
Not at all.
All right. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 64, or 61 and, okay, 50 to 64. Got you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
Graduate.
Thank you. Do you rent or own your home?
Rent.
Thank you. Sir, thank you for your time. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to do the survey with me. You have yourself a great or the rest of the Saturday. Have a great one.
Okay. Thank you.